News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
So last Sunday, Offaly took to the field in their first All-Ireland quarter-final in 23 years. It has been something of a bleak recent period compared to quite the promising record before, as evidenced by the presence of Michael Deignan, two All-Irelands in his back pocket. He is with us this morning. Michael, why was the last couple of decades so barren?
I looked at a combination of things, Anton. I suppose things just fell away. We had from about 1970 on, between hurling and football, we had won seven All-Irelands, three football and four hurling, and for the size of our county, it was remarkable, really. And we had all stars in every position in hurling and football. We were the first county actually to achieve that, which was incredible as well. So things were going very well, and then I suppose just I was taken off the ball maybe across the board. There's a combination of things happened, and it was a sort of a slow decline. And then I suppose over the last maybe up until 6 or 7 years ago, there was probably 10 years of rapid decline, and where the hurlers, say, went from Liam McCarthy to John McDonagh into Christy Ring, which was, was hard to see happening, but it did happen. And I became county chairman to late 2019, and great team of people came in with me, and we went about changing things.
How do you form a strategy to get around that? Because it takes a long time to get you into the doldrums. It's a difficult thing to dig your way back out.
Yeah, I suppose, look, we did develop a strategic plan. COVID came just at that time as well, started 2020, and then it was an awful time, but it gave us a bit of breathing space and a bit of time to put a strategic plan together. And we had five pillars. I won't go into them all now, or we'll be here forever. But we had to look at everything, really, across the board. We involved all the stakeholders, all the clubs, anyone that wanted to get involved. We got a huge amount of opinions back from the ground, and then we formulated into a fairly simple plan at the end of the day. As I said, we had five pillars, and we drove it on from there. And, relatively quickly, we started to turn the corner, because I suppose, like, the interest is there. We're a huge GAA county. We love it, like most places in Ireland, but we're particularly, I suppose, the dual county element, and we really are passionate about the sports.
And how are you seeing, like, how is the turnaround manifesting? I mean, obviously there is the quarterfinal, but are you seeing it across the level of interest? Are you seeing it across the various different club level as well as county?
Yeah, I suppose a lot of clubs are very, very small, and small in numbers. We have 41 adult clubs, but that reduces to about 16, 17 underage clubs, because they have to amalgamate, because, like, demographics is a massive issue. But I suppose we had a huge underage success. We won a 20 football All-Ireland, a 20 hurling All-Ireland. We won minors in hurling and football at Leinster level as well. So every year on year, we won an underage competition, either a provincial or national. And then slowly the senior hurling team then won the Christy Ring a couple of years, and John McDonagh won that. So it was incremental, and the footballers then, I suppose, have been a little bit more up and down, the senior football team. But again, a lot of good young players have come through.
So that bodes well, I assume, for the future, does it?
It does, but it's an ongoing challenge. You saw that last Sunday, there was a huge gulf there between Cork and Offaly, even though the lads battled to the end, but physically you could see the size and the difference, and that takes time as well. But look, there is a lot of young people interested. As I say, while we have small numbers, there's a massive intent. Like, for an example, I think we've only about 130 under 14 hurlers in Offaly this year in the whole county. There'd be probably clubs around the country that would have that. But that doesn't mean you can't be ambitious, that you don't make the most of it. So between the schools, the clubs, it's ongoing work. And if you take your foot off the pedal even for a year, it could slide again. So we have to just keep at it.
How have you found the chairmanship? I always wonder, is it difficult to go from being able to directly influence it on the field yourself versus having to work through other people? Is that frustrating?
Look, it's the same principle, really, though. If you work as a team, I think that's the, like, I would have been, I suppose, I had huge teammates, brilliant individual players that I played with, and I would have been very much one of the cogs in the wheel. As chairman, I suppose it is about bringing people with you. It is a county chairman position. It's a voluntary position. I was there for 5 years. I've moved on now to Central Council, but there's a huge amount of work involved. You have to bring a lot of people with you, but you still have to have your own view on things, and you have to stand over it. It's a lonely place at times, I'll put it that way. You'd want to be fairly strong mentally. You field a lot of calls and you get a lot of advice. Whether you take it all on board or not, you're laughing at me there now, but
it was the wry smile you gave when you said you get a lot of
you get a lot of steers. But as I say, the team around you is vital, and I had a great crew.
Come here, one thing before I go. Banagher is your hometown originally?
It is.
On, I was here watching them do it yesterday with the sun splitting the rocks. Did you ever jump off the bridge?
I didn't. I was too cowardly. No, I...
There's still an option. Have you time this morning?
Would you believe, growing up, and I'm up from Cube Avenue up the road there, and we've great tradition here. Like, we've obviously won four senior All-Irelands ever. Three of the captains came from St. Rhinus, our club here, which is incredible. But we were told growing up that swimming was bad for you, and it was different muscles and all this type of stuff. So we spent our time up in the field baking and playing other sports, every sport during the summer.
Sure, and weren't they right? Look,
no,
at
you're
did.
Supposed to be down here swimming for flexibility. I'm going around now, stiff old man. But some of my relations were here over the last couple of days. I think seven times they jumped off of there the other day. They have more guts
beautiful
than me, Anton.
Michael, thank you very much. That is Michael Dygden. Thanks as well to all the team on the show. Aisling Moore and Emer Bradley, our editors, producers Aisling Lynch, Dara Faulkner and Ellen Kenny. Researchers Cian Burns, Shanna Cole, Leah Doherty and Kate Gunnell. Broadcast assistant Anne-Marie Kane. On operations, Kira Tracy and Ben Griffin. And Cormac McDonough and David Slevin on sound. We are off to spend the rest of the day having fun on a Silver Line Cruises boat. And thanks again to them.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.